everybody. Welcome to another episode of Success is the New Black. We are going to do some business rundowns, and we're going to talk about why Americans are not saving money and how for you not to be one of those Americans not saving money. Coming up next. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Success is the New Black. I am your host, Ashita Andre, and with me, I have my co-host, Tara Johnson.
Hey, hello, everybody. We're working on a Sunday.
We are here to inspire, encourage, and uplift you. And right now, we got Tara Johnson, who's going to give you some business rundown.
Yeah, I will tell you, like, today's topics are a little bit different, but I just couldn't help myself. So we always talk about how technology is helping our lives just that much better. But let's be honest, when we think about everything we need to get through the day now, what are we talking about? We have our credit cards, then we have key cards, and then heaven forbid you have like a fob thing you need for the gym, but then you also have your smartphone, and then I don't know, people have key rings with 20 different devices just to get through the day. What would you do if I told you you can get all of those things, I mean, everything you need in one? Would you then be a little bit concerned, like, what if I lose this one thing? I've lost everything. Well, there's a growing trend who's answering that question, and it's actually called bodily implants. So if you put a microchip on your body and then use your body, you don't have to worry about it.
Microchip. Like inside your...
Right.
Okay.
There is a company called Biohack, a Swedish company, and its CEO was saying, I'm turning the Internet of Things into the Internet of Us. So they have a microchip. You use a little syringe. It's about as big as a grain of rice. They embed it right here between your thumb and index finger. And what it can do, it can connect to everything. It can do your PayPal, your Apple Pay, your Google Pay. It can turn on your coffee maker, turn off your lights. And a lot of employers are thinking about using this as security measures for the employees. Because think about it. You can go to work and just wave your hand over something as opposed to everybody having to fumble around with those cards. You lose the cards, X, Y, and all the Z. This is really a big growing trend. There's several companies that are coming out now with these things, and people are thinking about using them. They actually think they're very safe because they're so small. You can put them in with a syringe, which means you can take them out very easily. Ashita, I'm looking at your face. What do you think about?
No. And I'm going to tell you, this is the beginning of the end. This is how it starts. They feed you the bullshit on like, oh yeah, this is how everything works. This is how this is going to simplify your life. I am not here for it.
Yeah.
I'm here for a lot of things that have to do with business and entrepreneurs, but this one, I am not here for it.
I mean, the crazy thing of it is I mean, we do microchip a lot of things. I'm not trying to, don't even say anything to me when I say this. We do use microchips and that kind of thing for dogs. And in the UK, it's actually a law that you have to microchip your dog. Now, I'm not saying we should do this, but think about the benefits. If we did, what if you were able to, I mean, you know, you have kids and stuff that are abducted every single day. You have, you know, people who are kidnapped every single day. It could be a device, at least for location.
I hear what you're saying. I'm not microchipping myself.
Look.
I'd rather take some martial arts or something.
There's a lot of things going on, but microchipping myself is not one either. But it is a growing trend. And I guess we have to watch and realize to see how, if the rest of the world, I mean, right now it's a Swedish company coming to America introducing this. They actually had a conference where they had all the speakers at this technology conference, and they actually put microchips in each of the speakers just to test it out. No one complained of any pain. No one complained of any, you know, problems. It's just some kind of new technology that's out there. So I had to keep you guys abreast of all that. We'll see, for all we know from now, you'll be able to hold your hand up and like watch our show on your palm. Like, you never know. Yeah, I'll go on.
I think it's like a new world order, something going down.
I mean, I can hear all the conspiracy theorists out there being like, wait a minute, what is this? So with that, I will move on.
So if they get fired, are they going to take it out?
I bet you they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure those little pieces they're not cheap, so.
Or they probably just,
they can probably dissolve or something. That's even more dangerous, I think, to have the fact that they can just, you know how you leave your employer now, they swipe your phone?
Right. They do?
Some people do.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, it's something new on the rise. We'll have to watch it.
Mm-hmm. And so, if he was real bad at work, he might infect you with something.
See,
I'm just playing.
She's watching too many those sci-fi movies.
I am.
But it could possibly be true. So speaking of something else that might be surprising, we all have our opinion of President Trump and how he's doing in his current election, his presidency. We've heard tons of things, but we have to be fair here. If there's some positive news about President Trump, I'm happy to report it, and I am. Don't get mad at me. I'm following what two economists from Morgan Stanley are reporting. What they are reporting is because of the Trump election and his pre-election promises, small businesses have been hiring at higher trends than have happened in years. It says, I mean, research has shown that small business owners, I'm talking about businesses with 50 employees or less, have an optimism rate now of 46%, like 46% higher than they have in years. And the reason they seem to be so optimistic is because of what Trump said when he was running for election. We're going to get rid of Obamacare, which really did hit a lot of small businesses. There's going to be tax reforms and also less governmental regulation on businesses. Problem is, little kink. Problem is, as we know, Obamacare is still running strong. It has not been repealed. Tax reform has not happened. But luckily, the economists are saying, because of this spike in hiring, what happens when you hire more is that there's more money in the economy. When there's more money in the economy, then there's more spending. And when there's more spending, everything is roses in the economy. So what they're predicting is because of this upswing in hiring, it won't even matter whether, I was going to say Obama because I still feel like he's president, but you know, this uptake in hiring, because, you know, even if Trump can't come through with his promises, still won't affect the small businesses, and they could possibly continue to hire because there'll be more money in spending in the economy. So it could be really a win-win all the way around. So this might actually be some President Trump news that is 100% positive and something that he really can take credit for.
Okay.
I'm not really surprised that the Trump presidency is benefiting small businesses. I mean, I think this is something I said even before. I mean, if no one is going to benefit from him being president, it will be you if you are in a business, whether it be small, definitely large corporations, and medium size. Now, I'm not 100% sure if you're trying to get into business, because I don't still see a lot of credit and access to capital. I don't see that moving. But I'm not really surprised that if you have an existing business, you may actually benefit from his presidency. Are you surprised, Ashita, at all?
You know, no, I'm not.
He's the business president. I mean,
it got really loud in my ear. I understand. I just don't like him. That's all I'm gonna say. I just
liking or not.
I just don't
liking him personally or not. I will say I like this trend. I like this trend though. Because when we're talking about small businesses, 50 employees mm-hmm. or less, these are the mom and pop shops that I think are really the cornerstone of America.
And they really are. They have been struggling
in years with the big, you know, big ticket shops coming in. So if there's something that's actually benefiting small businesses and mm-hmm. they're going to let those grow, I'm not jumping on the bandwagon, but I have to wait and see.
I have to wait and see. Well, then how about that?
Wait and see is better than, you know.
Yeah, I have to wait and see.
There you go. Mm-hmm. 100%. Mm-hmm. And I think I'd have a new category for the show. Business hero of the day. And my business hero of the day would be Raphael Wright of Detroit. Mm. This is a 28-year-old entrepreneur, investor in Detroit. And he's actually the founder of the Urban Plug L3C, which is an organization which plans to build wealth in Detroit through creating groups of investing platforms. What he's attempting to do, he's 28 years old now, but when he was 19, he was diagnosed with diabetes. And you know, I mean, I'm not sure if you know, diabetes runs rampant in my family. Diabetes is really controlled by exercise, weight, eating right, a lot of those things. So his latest venture is pretty enormous, but he's trying to open a Black-owned grocery store on the east side of Detroit. A lot of people are claiming that Detroit's going through this kind of urban revitalization. And I lived in Harlem for years and lived there when it was going through its urban revitalization. Now, what I will say is those type of urban revitalizations benefit a lot of people, but unfortunately, some people are left behind. And that's what Raphael is saying. Yes, there's a lot of people who are coming in Detroit and throwing money into it and building things and trying to build jobs, but there are still some people who are really, really poverty stricken. and they don't have access to food. He actually says the food accessibility on the east side of Detroit is almost like it's non-existent because you can't easily get to good, healthy food.
Wow.
There's a big difference in what a lot of grocery stores carry. Mm-hmm. You can't get good, healthy food on the east side of Detroit via public transportation or walking in a reasonable amount. I mean, think about it. If you can get to the grocery store, now you have all these groceries, now you got to get back. Mm-hmm. And there's a big difference between what grocery stores carry. Just like any other store you go into, if you go to a store in New York, they're going to carry different things than if you go to a grocery store in LA because you carry what the people demand. I did a little research to realize, I'm like, 2017, I'm not saying opening anything today isn't a big feat, but it's amazing what I found out. Across America, there's only 34 African-American grocery stores or farmers markets that are African-American owned. 34 out of the entire country.
Wow.
I'm sure there's probably hundreds of grocery stores even in Los Angeles alone, but across the country, there's only 34. And the state that has the most is California.
Right.
And the majority of those are really farmers markets, not grocery stores. And there is one that exists right now in Detroit, but that still is a farmers market that's not a brick and mortar grocery store. So Raphael Wright is looking to raise $100,000. He has a GoFundMe page. I checked the balance of the GoFundMe page before I came into the studio. He's a little under $17,000. So I will put the link to the GoFundMe page in the comment section of the video on YouTube. Find it, reach deep into your pockets and contribute, because this is a guy who's trying to do something that will really benefit not only him, but possibly generations to come in Detroit. There's nothing like nutritious, dense food. Enough of us don't get it, but it can really change his life and the lives of many people in Detroit. So there's my business news rundown.
Well, thank you for your business news rundown.
You're welcome.
And speaking of money, I'm here to talk about why Americans are not saving money. And this is a huge topic for me because of what I've just been through, as far as me. I got sick in late 2015, but in the year leading up to me having surgery, I just wasn't able to work as much and do the things that I needed to do to grow my business and to grow at all, actually. And also, I'm seeing what my mom has just recently retired, and I'm seeing what she's going through. And a lot of times, we will never know until you get to that stage of your life.
Right.
So it's something that really weighs heavily on me on why we are not saving money. And when I started talking about this topic to other people, they're just not saving money. And one of the top two reasons, and the second one just really struck me, but one of the top two reasons is because they have too many expenses. And the second reason why we're not saving money, we just can't be bothered.
Oh, that I wasn't expecting that one.
That shocked me.
They
just cannot be bothered on saving money. And I read that and I'm sitting there like, wait a minute. And I was stunned. I just can't be bothered because I have expenses, I have bills, I have kids, I have a husband, we want to take a trip. There's so many things that come before ourselves that we just can't be bothered with just putting money away, because every time we put money away, we end up touching it. And so it gets to the point where you just go in your mind, I just don't have time to save. I just can't be bothered with saving, because every time I save, I touch it, then it's depleted. So why even save? And I'm just going to live life and worry about me retiring or turning 70 at a later time.
I mean, I think our society, unfortunately, we're just really into instant gratification.
Yes.
I like to call it, no offense, the Kim Kardashian West syndrome, mm-hmm. where we think overnight we become something that we right. Weren't before. But she actually put years into her career before she got there, but we don't see that. Like, right. We're all caught up in reality shows thinking that overnight you get something you didn't have before. So we're into instant gratification.
Yes, instant gratification.
Instant.
So I'm going to drop a little nugget. The nugget is, my mom retired. She's 70. She's worked 30 years as a makeup artist.
And her mom is great.
My mom is,
big ups to,
great.
Oh, my gosh.
Fabulous. Traveled all over the world.
Yes.
Lived her life. She's wonderful. She's now retired. Here's what I learned, and here's what my mother learned while being retired. Mm-hmm. So she's retired, and she did her taxes. And being that she's on what do you call it?
Is she getting Social Security?
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Social Security. you're taxed. You're taxed on your Social Security.
It's money coming in.
It's money coming in. And so, but before, you weren't taxed on Social Security because you were retired. Now they changed the law to where you're taxed on Social Security. So guess how much she owes the IRS? $2,700.
Wow.
Then she was like, all right, I owe $2,700. Now, my mom was smart enough to have two accounts. She had an emergency fund, and she also had a savings account that okay. she just did not touch. She had her emergency and her savings. What are you laughing at?
Because I love your mom.
Oh, I love my mom. Okay.
I love your mom. No, I love your mom. So, like, to hear you say this, I'm just like, oh, and I know you do, too. So
I'm not even. Right. I do, too. But a lot of Americans don't. A lot of people, let me stop saying Americans. A lot of people just don't. And so what happens is that she has a third source of savings, which is her Roth. So you're like, okay, I'll just pull money out of my Roth. Mm-mm. So not only did when she pulls money out of her Roth, she's limited to a certain amount of money that she can pull out a month. And if you go over that, not only are you taxed, you're penalized.
Yep.
So you think that when you retire, you just got all this money, you can just do what you want to do and just pull from it. And that's not the case. So what I'm trying to say is, I don't care if it's $5 just to start. Pick an amount, go through your expenses and say, okay, what can I start with to save? Start an emergency fund account, start a savings account. Because when an emergency happens, at least you can pull from that and not your savings account. And your savings account can just keep going. I cannot stress how important this piece of nugget is because I did not know that they taxed Social Security. I thought that when you get Social Security, you get Social Security and you can just get your money and chill. And my mom thought that too until right. she filed her taxes.
Well, the laws are changing.
The laws are changing.
The laws are changing
so,
every day.
To protect yourself, start those two accounts and just save throughout the course of your employment. Just always, always, always. Do not rely just on your 401k. Do not rely on your Roth or your Roth IRA. Save money so you have cash liquid that you have access to, because my mom dropped another nugget. She said, I understand your 401k, your Roth and all that, but does that protect you against living? Because we always think about retirement.
Yeah.
But does that protect you against your living? Does that protect you against when, you know, you still want to work? Does that protect you when you still have to work? Because you will not have access to that 401k when you're 65 and you think that you can retire. You may not be able to. You may have to retire early, but don't want to.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people at work are being laid off. A lot of people at work are getting fired, let go, all these things. So that is the most important thing that I am stressing, especially now that Trump's in office. Please save. Is to absolutely please save. I don't care if it's $5. I don't care if it's $10. Just start. If you need help, contact me on Instagram. I'll be happy to help you, AshitaOnRay.com. I will get you started. It is so important because I was in that situation. When I got sick and once I paid the bills, I had nothing.
Yeah.
And I had to rebuild everything. And once I did, I felt so good because I knew I not only had a savings, but I had an emergency fund. So I felt safe. I felt financially safe. And it's the most exhilarating, fulfilling, because you did it on your own, feeling that you can ever feel is when you have that security. So when my car messes up, I don't have to pull out a credit card. Thankfully, thank God, because I have the cash there, and it's always been my car that actually keeps depleting my emergency fund account. But, you know, so save your money. If you need help, I'm here to help you. It's so important. But when I discovered that just people just can't be bothered.
Yeah,
it's that just kind of startled me, because that's a train wreck waiting to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I actually have two other suggestions also. I mean, one suggestion, and it can be done in a family, because we actually did this when I was growing up. At the end of the day, we had a huge jar, and everyone just emptied their change into the jar. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't as if you felt as if you were saving. You were just basically emptying your pockets. And it was something I saw my parents do. It's something that we did. So it was just, it just became a habit of everyone to do it. And you'll be amazed. As a kid, my most favorite hobby was to like take that change and throw it on the floor and count it. I got a money thing.
Yeah.
I love counting coins. You'll be amazed how much you can accumulate Yeah. By just simply doing that every day. And you don't think about it because you've broken the bill already. You normally throw change into a change right. purse and you only reach into it when you need it. So you can do that. If you are one person who would, you know, put the change in a jar and then count it up and then take it to the bank and then spend it, you can even take a little bit further. There's tons of applications now where you can sign up for it. And at the end of the day, the bank will take the change left over in your checking account. So if you have $10.12, they take the 12 cents and put it in a different account. So that way you're building money without you even thinking about it. So those are other little tricks you can possibly do to save money if it's just too painful for you to start by saying, I'm going to save this much money every month.
Yeah. And another nugget that I want to drop. So a week ago, my wallet got stolen.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And of course, everything was in it. But I felt helpless for a second because I had nothing. Mm. At the time, I was just like, I mean, when I say my wallet, I'm talking about my driver's license. I had no ID. I had no cards. I had nothing because everything was in my wallet. So I was just like, I can't get cash. I can't get anything. You know, you go to the bank. They're like, okay, well, let me at least see something. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, well, they took my ID. And I just felt naked. So I had to kind of look and go, even if I needed something or something happened, I didn't have cash. Because, again, everything's in my savings.
Right.
And, you know, they took my cards. So I said, you know what? To prepare myself for that happening again. And someone gave me this nugget. They keep $100 or less, maybe like $50 or $100 in small bills in their house. So if they ever need money or something happens, they have some money. So that's another little nugget for you when it comes to financial, you know, necessities, is that just have a little bit in your house. So if something happens, you have access to a little bit of cash. I didn't have access to anything. And it was the weekend. It was the banks were closed.
I'm sorry.
So it was like I didn't have anything. I was just chilling because I didn't have no money.
I had no boyfriend who would like literally fuss at me all the time because I don't carry cash. Like I just don't even. I just don't carry cash. He would always say, at least carry like 40, 50 bucks in your car.
Yeah.
Because that way, let's say something happens and you run out of gas. Like, what are you going to do?
Right.
Flash a pretty smile? He's like, no. Like, so, I mean, it would, like, we would honestly get into arguments because I just would never remember. But now that we've broken up, at least that's one thing I've taken from him. So I keep the money in the car.
I love it.
So see, there's no such thing as a bad relationship. You get something from it.
I love it. So, financial nuggets. Start saving money. If you need help, AshitaOnRay.com. I am here to help you get started. Even if it's $5, $10, because momentum is everything. Also, another nugget. Again, my wallet got stolen. I was over the weekend. I was stuck. I didn't have anything. So just have a little bit of cash in small bills at home. If you need to go get a safe, you can go to Target, get a little safe or something. Put it in there so if something happens, you have emergency cash everywhere and in your car, Tara says. In your car. So, you ain't ever got to get ready because you already ready.
So, you ready.
You ready.
There is no such thing as get ready because you're ready already.
Yes. So, let's work on for 2017 to be financially smart. You know, you got us to help you. We're going to bring some more people in here on, you know, to be financially smarter because I only know so much. But just get started. And I think that's all I have to say for that.
I think that's it. I think that's a ton.
Yes.
That's enough for people to digest until we come back next week.
Until we come back next week. So thank you again for being with us on this Sunday on Success is the New Black. I'm Ashita Onray. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Ashita Onray.
And I'm Tara Johnson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TJ Wagging Her Tail. And I will put that link to the GoFundMe page on the YouTube page for this show. So, you know, as you're taking that change and putting it away to save, put a little bit on the side to send to Raphael also so he can get that grocery store in Detroit.
I heard that. Thanks again, everyone, and we're looking forward to inspiring you next week.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.